In the Philippines, Ifugao Province is known for its majestic mountains, ancient rice terraces, and strong indigenous customs. Isolation carries risks. Women have traditionally given birth at home, where labor complications can be fatal. Deep in the hills, Adela Manuela delivered baby Jessa on her own. Midwife Olivia Puanihik arrived on foot just after the birth. Mother and baby were both okay. Adela was lucky. 2 years ago, a young mother in her village bled to death because there was no health center nearby. Ifugao's provincial health officer, Dr. Mary Jo Dulawan, knows the challenge.
Still, with the mountainous terrain, we still have to construct more birthing centers, especially in the remote areas, and to develop them, and hopefully it will be accessed by the people.
But childbirth has already gotten safer for many women here. Mothers in less remote communities can now deliver in modern birthing centers set up with support from UNFPA, the United Nations Population Fund. Midwives like Elsa Bagal have been trained in essential obstetrics and newborn care. They also offer prenatal exams, immunizations, and family planning advice. In years past, women relied on unskilled birth attendants who were not trained to handle emergency cases. When something went wrong during a home birth, Carmen Dinungon would call a baki, a traditional priest.
The baki performed a ritual and offered some chickens. That usually solved the problem.
Today, indigenous leaders have embraced the modern birthing practice. Manuela Hogang is a traditional healer who summons ancestral spirits. She advises pregnant women to hold the customary birth rituals at home and then go to the clinic. In Elsa's community, virtually all mothers now give birth at the center. Jane Marie Ayok explains why.
When we came here, it's feeling safe when having delivery here. Our midwife is always there to take care of us anytime. She's always here for us.
This report was produced by William A. Ryan and Mark Westhoff and narrated by Cindy Bishop for CNN Worldview.